The survey presented four options: no ban at all, an outright ban on smoking in all workplaces, and two compromises, one that would exempt bars and one that would give drinking establishments 2 years to gear up for a ban. Wendy Scattergood is an analyst with the St. Norbert College Survey Center.
Most people say, 41% said that we should have a ban, and that when the ban goes into effect, bars would be also included in that. Only 11% wanted that compromise stance, which would be smoking ban goes into effect, but then the taverns and bars have 2 years before it actually applies to them.
Still, that's 52% in favor of an eventual ban. 30% of the respondents don't want any sort of ban. And Scattergood points out fewer than 20% of the survey respondents identified themselves as current smokers. She says that indicates even some non-smokers are taking a hands-off attitude.
Their sense is that it should not be a government sanction, that it should be voluntary, that if restaurants, companies, etc., are vying for competition, if there's demand from the consumers that there not be smoking there, then it will naturally happen, that it shouldn't be something that's regulated by the government.
Governor Jim Doyle supports a statewide smoking ban that would encompass bars. The measure has failed in the state legislature. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.